Can you say your name?
Oscar Cruz.
Are you comfortable talking about Grandpa's death?
You know what? At first, when it first happened, or while we were in the process of, it was very difficult even to think about it. I was aware that he was sick. I was aware that he had a disease that wasn't gonna go away. And I knew that eventually he was gonna go. The day off, when he was, okay, I don't like the sound of it, but when he was in his deathbed, and he was more unconscious than conscience. I remember talking to him and telling him that not to worry, that everything was going to be fine, that he shouldn't worry about his wife, my mom, your grandma, because she was going to be fine, you know, that she wasn't going to be alone. And because I would see him, that he would struggle trying to say something, but he couldn't because he had all, you know, the wires and the tubes and all that coming in and out of him. And so I'm in my mind, I'm thinking he's trying to tell me, you know, like, I don't want to go, or either that or I'm ready to go. I remember talking to him and telling him, you know what, don't worry, it's gonna be fine. If you have to go, if you want to go, or, you know, it's fine, go ahead, you know, God is waiting for you. And be at peace, because we're gonna be fine. You know, we're gonna hurt, but we're gonna be fine. And when he, I guess when he gave or took his last breath, you would just see the calmness in his face. You know, he just like, to me, it seemed like he was at ease, that he was okay, that he's like, okay, I'm good, I'm happy. I'll see you later, you know? And he went. It's gonna happen. It's something that's inevitable. That's why we need to be happy all the time. We need to tell our family members that we love them. Although at times it seems a little weird, but it's nice. It's nice when you hear, "Hey, I love you," or, "Oh, honey, I love you," you know? It's very nice. And a lot of times, well, I don't remember many a times me telling my dad that I loved him, because the way he grew up, old school, it was like you don't show your affection, your feelings. And now I think that that's wrong. That you should show your feelings. You should be able to tell whomever that you love them. And I do remember saying that to my dad too, when on that last day, that I love them, that he should go at peace. And I believe he did. I believe he did.
What was your dad's name?
My dad's name is Ismael Cruz. Very nice person. Passed away 1 month short of his 70th birthday.